As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're on the town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
So long gone. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Illuminated from the 360s. Before that, El Segundo from Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas. And before that, Never from the brand new album, The Future is 2020 from See This World. Now we're going to hear some Black Helicopter.
We'll be right back.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Memory Disappears from Freeze Pop from the new Fantasizer album. Before that, Black Car from Quintain Americana. Before that, Helms from Kind from the new Broken Tweaker album. And we started that block off with Army Pup Tent from Black Helicopter.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh, hello, this is Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D virtual concert report for January 21st through the 27th. We might not be able to get out to see live music like we used to before the pandemic started, but fortunately, some music performances are happening online. So this week's concert report focuses on the awesome assortment of recurring events during these curious times. The flip site, that's Facebook Live Isolated Performance page, is a sort of TV guide of online performances. You can find them at the flip site on Facebook. That's FLIPP. Back Porch Carousel is a group of musicians that present live stream musical events with multiple performers and special guests. Look up their Facebook group, Back Porch Carousel. Sadly, Once Somerville had to close its physical space due to the pandemic. But Once virtual venue does live on. It's Once Somerville's virtual event space on YouTube, where they're hosting shows online. You can see upcoming events on their website at oncesomerville.com and on their Facebook page, and then watch shows at youtube.com/oncevirtualvenue. If you RSVP for a show through Eventbrite, they will send you a Zoom link, and then you can watch the show with other people. David Mirabella of The Rationales is posting daily videos of originals and covers on his Facebook wall. He's been doing this throughout the pandemic, and that means he's coming up on a year of posting daily videos of music every single day. He's already shared more than 300. It's amazing. Look up David Mirabella of The Rationales on Facebook. Walter from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys hosts Bunker Buzz Rated Mature. It's Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on Walter's Facebook page. And here's something for kids and parents. Every week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday mornings, Matt Heaton hosts the Mornings with Matt show at 10 a.m. for 30 minutes on YouTube. Look up Matt Heaton Music for Kids. Tom Bianchi at 24-Hour Concerts has moved the Backroom at the Burren shows to Zoom. Look up Burren Backroom Series on Facebook to find out what gets added next. All right, so Thursday, January 21st, that is known as tomorrow. Tomorrow and every Thursday, Boston musician Doug McCormick hosts Live Art Thursdays. It's at 5:30 p.m. on his Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/DougMcCormickArt. And his first name is spelled D-U-G, and then his last name is spelled M-C-C-O-R-M-A-C-K. That's Doug McCormick Art on Facebook. Another weekly show on Thursdays is All Together Now with Greg Klima. He's got live music, interactive banter, special guests. It happens at the very precise time, usually at 7:50 p.m., and then it ends at 10:20 p.m. You can watch the stream from Greg's Facebook page at facebook.com/socialklima. And Greg's last name, that I always mispronounce, is K-L-Y-M-A. Friday, January 22nd, Ward Hayden and the Outliers host Outlier Fridays on their Patreon page, 7 p.m. on Fridays. And then Narrows Center Livestream is Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. on the Narrows Center for the Arts YouTube channel. Saturday, January 23rd. In addition to his Monday through Friday livestream shows, Walter from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys hosts a Little Monsters edition of his Bunker Buds Facebook Live show on Saturdays at 4 p.m. for kids of all ages. Devotion is the husband and wife duo of Boston rockers Mark Pinansky and Andrea Gillis. Several weeks back, they moved their livestream show from Sundays to Saturdays. It starts at 8:30 p.m. They perform 70s and 80s duets and then some of their originals too. You can check it out on Andrea Gillis' Facebook page and Mark Pinansky's Instagram account. And Mark's M.W. Pinansky on Instagram. Sunday, January 24th. At 5 p.m. on Sundays, Scott Damgard hosts the next installment of his Acoustic Sundays live stream. Look him up on Facebook. Scott's last name is spelled D-A-M-G-A-A-R-D. And then for Tuesday, January 26th next week, Punk Rock Aerobics is the workout that rocks out. It was created back in 2000 by Boston rocker Hilken Mancini. You can participate every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Punk Rock Aerobics Facebook page and on Instagram. Club Passim brought their open mic online, and the next one is happening on Tuesday next week, 7 to 9 p.m. from Club Passim's Facebook page and also on YouTube. For more info and to sign up for an open mic slot, visit their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/clubpassim. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D virtual concert report. I will see you out there someday.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. It happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight as we bring you the very best that the Boston and New England local music scene have to offer for all of you. If you're in a band or if you got an event coming up that you'd like us to talk about on the air, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Just reach out to us on the Facebook on the Town with Mikey D. Or send us an email, OTT@sonicenhancement.com. If you're sending us music, please make sure that it's radio friendly and we can't play anything off of iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. So there you go. Tonight's archive guest is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library. Michael J. Epstein has been in several different bands along with his wife, Sophia. And then they moved out to L.A. But we do miss them. They were part of our crew. And hey, here's a little taste of the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library going back to February 23rd of 2011. So sit back and relax. Pop open a nice cold something. Turn on the lava lamp. Put your headphones on. and relax and listen to this set from our very own Studio D Archive and Pleasure Planet. Please welcome the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D, and this show is pre-recorded because we just don't know any damn better.
Bloodshot eyes and her tear-stained dress. No, you don't talk at all. You go la la la. No, you don't talk at all. You go la la la. No, you don't talk at all. You go la la la. No, you don't talk at all. You go la la la. No, you don't talk at all. You go la la la. No, you don't talk at all. You go la la la.
So once again, we are the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library. Here on WMFO, on the town with Mikey D. And this is a song called Oh Emily. I'm going to paint the picture for the radio folks at home. There are these tiny gremlins that are running around the room. Not people in the band. I'm not calling the people in the band gremlins. They're looking at me with dirty looks now. There are gremlins running around the room trying to knock drummer Sophia's headphones off constantly. It's kind of exciting as she dodges them and hits them with the sticks, trying to avoid them. But anyway, here is a song called Stranger, and it's about gremlins.
Big words, and we were born on the right path. whisper just to make you feel alone. Sometimes I run away for the rush of coming home. Sometimes they ask me why I let you slip away. When they can't think of nothing, nothing else to say. Sometimes I find it strange that I'm alive, and even stranger, stranger that I'll die, and even stranger, stranger that I'll die.
So we are once again the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library. And this next song is a song I wrote in a dream. And in my dream, it was the best song ever written in the entire history of music. In real life, it's probably the 75th best. So we decided to sneak in a song here that we didn't write, as far as we know. It's possible that there was some kind of time paradox, that involved us actually being the grandparents of Nicholas Edward Cave, who is the person who is credited as having written the song. But we don't know. Never thought